Genesis chapter 25. Then Abraham took a wife again, and her name was Keturah. And she bore him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And Jokshan begot Sheba and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan became the Ashurim, and the Letushim, and Leumim. And the sons of Midian were Ephah, and Epher, and Hanok, and Abidah, and Eldaah. All these were the sons of Keturah. But Abraham gave everything he had to Isaac. Nevertheless, to the sons of Abraham's concubines, Abraham gave presents. And he sent them away from Isaac his son, while he was still alive, eastwards, to the land of the east. And these were the days of the years of the life of Abraham which he lived, 175 years. And Abraham expired and died at a good old age, old and satisfied. Then he was gathered to his people. And Isaac and Ishmael his sons buried him in the cave at Machpelah, in the field of Ephron the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre, the field which Abraham bought from the sons of Heth. There Abraham was buried, as was Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed Isaac his son, and Isaac dwelt near Be'er Lahai Ro'i. This is the lineage of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's maidservant, bore to Abraham. Now these are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names, according to their genealogy. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebaioth, then Kedar, and Adbael, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, Hadad, and Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael, and those were their names by their villages and by their castles, 12 princes of their nations. And these were the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, and he expired and died, and he was gathered to his people. And they dwelt from Havilah to Shur, which is alongside Egypt, as you go to Assyria, and he fell alongside all his brothers. Now this is the lineage of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean from Padan Aram, the sister of Laban the Aramean, as his wife. And Isaac entreated the Lord on behalf of his wife, for she was barren, and the Lord was entreated by him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the sons struggled together inside her, and she said, "If it is like this, why is it this way with me?" And she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said to her, "There are two nations in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from your belly. And one people will prevail over the other people, and the elder will serve the younger." And her days to when she should give birth were completed. And it was the case that there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red-haired, all over him was a cloak of hair, and they called him Esau. And after that his brother came out, and his hand was holding on to Esau's heel, and they called him Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. And the boys grew up, and Esau became a man skilled in hunting, a man of the open land, whereas Jacob was a straightforward man, living in tents. Now Isaac loved Esau because of his appetite for game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. On an occasion Jacob had made a broth, when along came Esau from the open land, and he was tired, and Esau said to Jacob, "Please give me some of that very red broth to eat, for I am weary," which is why he is called Edom. Whereupon Jacob said, "Sell me today your birthright." Then Esau said, "Look, I am going to die, so what good is a birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore to him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil broth, and he ate and drank, and he got up and went off. So Esau despised his birthright.